my special guest, singer and songwriter, Bianca Fassel. Good afternoon, Bianca. And first of all, thank you for coming. How are you?
How are you, Flynn? Thank you for having me here. I'm very happy to be here today in Ross FM.
Great, great. Listen, tell us a bit about yourself now. How long have you been playing music?
Well, I started with music, I think I was 5 years old, and my parents used to listen to vinyl at home, and mostly like classical music and bossa nova, you know, and a mix of jazz and samba. And also a lot of bands after, but was around 5 years old that I started. And
so, and bossa nova, yeah, bossa nova, this is back in Brazil, isn't it?
Yes,
this
is, yeah. Yeah.
And so bossa nova was, it went through a terrific boom some time ago, didn't it?
Yes.
And it went worldwide then, and everybody...
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
And, with Tom Jobim, Antônio Carlos Jobim, and João Gilberto, they started everything.
Yeah. And that's where that's got you going in music. That's what you started. I wanted to do that.
I love it, and you know, and I started listening mostly. Initially, was a piano, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the piano brought me into. And I had a small piano, like a toy, you know, and
yeah.
I used to play. And my parents, oh my God, she's playing the piano, and you know. Playing exactly the same as the records. And,
yeah, brilliant.
You know, so they really invest on that, and they really appreciate it. And I just love it.
And when did you then decide that you also wanted to play guitar? Because you're not just a piano, you're not a pianist, you're an accomplished guitarist.
The piano I play, I think, was to 12 years old. But unfortunately, at the time, we couldn't have a piano, so I had to stop the lessons for the piano. And then a guitar was more affordable, of course, and you know, and as I went through the teenager, you know, phase, and this helped a lot to socialize and to, you know, develop this instrument as well.
Yeah, and also you write your own songs. You don't.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. And then with the guitar, I started to
compose.
To compose. And then I started to participate of music festivals where you write your original songs and, you know, you go and perform in a professional stage.
Yeah.
And all that. And this really helped develop all the skills.
Did it help your songwriting in the fact that it gave you a focus of what you want to write your songs about? So how would you describe your songs? What are they about?
Well, they are most experiences, really, and life experiences, you know, and as well as landscapes. Landscapes inspire me so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think mostly that, but sometimes something completely random happens, and then, you know, and 2 days after I'm writing about it.
Great. And you will do, will you do us one of your compositions? Would you, you have
course,
your guitar, yeah?
Yeah. So most of the compositions as well is, depends of the experiences and all the, you know, exterior factors and also the influences.
Right.
That I heard all my life, that bossa nova and also jazz like Nina Simone and Stan Getz. Players, saxophone players.
Yeah.
You know, so this really helped me to compose in a way that, you know, it's just really inspiring, all those people, what they did, you know. So,
so you're going to
play one song that I made in 2001 and back to in Brazil, and also I participate in the festival with that song and called in Portuguese Estrela Cadente, that means a shooting star. So basically, at the start, I wrote this song, was in a Portuguese, it's in a Portuguese language originally, but now I wrote an English part, so it's half Portuguese and half in English.
Right.
So, shooting star. Cada dia
até da hora marcada. Mas se Deus quiser, o céu vai ter estrela cadente.
That was great. Thanks, Bianca. That was really nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's obvious the bossa nova is in there, definitely.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been in Ireland now?
Since 2010.
Right.
I arrived here.
Good. You like it?
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
It was the landscape that really I fell in love with. The first time, and then the people. Now I can't leave.
Yeah, great.
You know, it's just.
And
really
of course,
great.
We have the rain today to welcome you as well. There's always a bit of rain around, isn't there?
But I think I got used to it. You know, and
yeah, about the music now. Have you got a preference for the guitar or the piano? Or because it's a different style, isn't it? When you're playing,
it is.
Composing.
Yeah. Well, the piano. Then just a few months, like almost 1 year ago, I started the piano again.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, I started the piano, and then I had two songs that I made in a movie, in an Irish feature movie called Writing Home.
Okay, and that's out at the moment, is it?
Yeah, this is out at the moment. Was in the premiere in Galway.
Right.
Yeah, in July. Then after that, went to Luxembourg and Mexico as well.
Good.
So we are going around, and you know, it's produced by Film Base in Dublin, and it's an amazing movie.
Great, and you have a small CD out as well, haven't you?
Yes, an EP you can find on my website as well, biancafascheo.com.
Right.
And in my Facebook page as well, I keep in contact with all my friends and people
of course,
my
yeah.
music as well. We always talk, and it's nice to have all this friends.
Yeah, and what about collaborations now musically? Are you just a pure solo artist, or do you work in collaboration with other musicians?
Yes, I love to collaborate, like, you know, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that I'm doing this at the moment, you know, making songs, and we are recording together and, you know, putting songs together, and
yeah,
it's awesome, you know, it's amazing how collaboration makes so rich, you know, all this process of creation, and it's great.
Yeah.
So the EP was a collaboration between myself and my friend. He's a Brazilian guitarist called Jami Farias.
Okay.
And he's living in Lisbon now, so we keep in touch.
Oh, great. That's not too far.
Yeah, it's not too far, so probably we'll be
Doing
some work together. And
And have you got any, are you doing any shows in Ireland, or have you anything lined up, or are you just working in the studio?
At the moment, I'm working in the studio and working to launch all the singles I have planning to launch online.
Okay.
You know, and
so you're busy.
Yeah. Producing a video clip myself as well, because I have one made completely independent.
Yeah.
I record myself with camera and went to a lot of places in Ireland, Belvedere Gardens and all that.
Okay.
And you can, if anyone wants to have a look in the video clip, is in my website as well.
Right.
The
okay.
front page.
So
Keep On Moving is one of the songs of the movie as well.
Right.
Writing Home. Yeah.
And you do another song for shortly, will you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I can play one of the songs of the movie, The Way Back Home.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When you play the game of life, sometimes you don't know how life was meant to be, and you get lost and lonely, and there is nothing you can do. Is it fair? And reach your soul until the suffering is gone. I could stay away for longer till I find home. I could stay away for longer till I find the way back home. Back home. Looking at the shore, so many words with no mercy you left behind, but among the ways where life goes on, and there is something you can do. Is it there and make you strong until the suffering is gone? I could stay away for longer till I find a way back home. Stay away for longer.
I find a way back home, back home.
Yeah, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. That was beautiful. So I know we talked earlier and I talked about this role that artists play in society. And at the moment there's a programme, I don't know if you get a chance to watch TV, but BBC Four, they seem to be the only television station that runs anything to do with the arts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always see RTE, say, supporting the arts, but if you look at the schedule, you'll never see an arts programme. And if mm-hmm. if they do an arts programme, it'll be with a movie star. They see mm-hmm. it's... I don't know how artists are treated in Brazil, but mm-hmm. I think in Ireland and the Western world, artists get a very poor treatment in general.
Yeah.
It always starts off as a joke. Oh, you're an artist. You go, oh yeah, all right. People automatically assume that there's something about you that they have to be wary of when you say you're an artist. The way I see it is there's two types of artists. There's a very progressive and successful artist that gives the image of what artists are. And then there's the real people that are working day in, day out, whether there be composing songs or working dance routines or making stage sets or doing visual representations of landscapes or whatever.
Yeah.
But how can we, what do we do to try and change the attitude of society? Is it, how do we bring them around to see artists as being people that need to eat? What do we have to do in this modern world?
Yeah, it's a very good question, because myself, I went through as well difficulties to get my work out there, to even keep going in the arts. You know, it's hard to keep the momentum, with all the things in life. Like you need to go to college if you want to have a good job, or the pressure of the family. If you choose arts, it's different. It's not something that you have a stability. It's everything happens, like, you have a gig there, a gig here. And it's different in arts, I believe, because, first of all, this affirmation, what do you do? And then you answer, oh, I'm a musician, I'm an artist. No, but what do you do
as
a job?
Yeah, it's
and
exactly.
This question is, it's just in Brazil as well, and I believe here as well, some musicians went through, or some artists.
BBC Four, mm-hmm. it's this program. They're running a series now on the Russian Revolution. It's right. A fascinating series. It's been ongoing now for the last four or five. Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. And you get to see... I don't know if you're familiar with the avant-garde movement of the Russian artists about Malevich and Rodchenko, but at the time in the 20s, the Russian Lenin, he seized on the idea of artists and the power that artists have in getting the propaganda across.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same with Hitler. He pulled in artists to give his propaganda a push. It's easy. They do, governments and people do this all the time. It's like when they need something. It's like, if you're in a really tight situation and you don't believe in God, you suddenly find yourself praying. Mm-hmm. Your country's in a mess and you need somebody to get propaganda out to say it's great. You bring in the art crew. Yeah. Oh, make us nice posters and all that. And mm-hmm. the rest of the time it's like, oh, well, tough. You just don't, whatever you do, you do. But there's no net, no safety net where you can provide for your family and carry on with your art.
Yeah. It's very interesting because, during all this that happens in the world, all the conflicts, all the big wars, art always was there, arts was, they were always there. And even people survived through arts. Because their music, or a lot of pianists in the Second World War survive because they were pianists and they were playing for...
Yeah,
you
they
know,
were kept alive because...
Kept alive. Yeah. So this is something else, you know. And in Brazil as well, there is no investment, especially now in the arts. There is some programs, you know, funding and... But it's very hard for, you know, if you're in a community, a small town, or, you know...
There's no living to be made from it. There's absolutely no living at all
there's
to be made.
There's this idea that you need to go to a big city if
well,
you're an artist. You
and
know?
Then not just any city. You have to go to a city where all the other artists are going in order to explain and that I find that now, that's one of the things I often wonder about, because I wonder, should I be somewhere where there's more artistic interaction between people than where I am? Because when you're in a rural community, it's just the way it is. It's not, you know, it's there's less stimulation in the art, you know, because people have, like you say, most people are day-to-day living. They have their problems. They have their living to make. If we go back in history, it's not like we haven't got examples, because in the, after the Depression, I don't know if you're aware of this, but after the Depression in America, Eleanor Roosevelt, who is a great, she was very passionate for the arts, she convinced the American government to set up an arts program. It was called an arts, a work arts program. And what they did was they put everybody that had an art degree on a subsistence of $90 a month. That was their basic. They gave, said they would give you enough money to eat, basic. And then what they did was they started putting community projects in, which got art. They were like more or less contracted. They had all the artists, all the painters, all the all the sculptors, all the ceramicists. All these people were all pulled together, pooled together, and made community projects.
That's amazing.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, that was in the 30s, and it wasn't until the 50s that investment. And it's a little investment, considering that they will spend billions going to space, or trillions on war, or zillions on medicines, whatever. Like, don't go there.
No.
Anyway,
don't go there.
What the artists get is pittance, and they're always so answerable for everything they do. Like, if you create a song, it's out there, and it can be scrutinized and picked and. It can be either admired or put down. And it's the same if you do a work of art. You know, it's up there. And people have the right then to look at it and then they say, well, that's crap or that's great. Or, you know, but it's one of them rare professions where everything you do is scrutinized, you know. Anyway, listen, that's a bit serious. Let's play some more music.
just to finish this thinking now, I think this idea of we are now in a modern society and we have different tools to deal now, all the artists, all the writers, all the musicians, you know, all the painters. I think we are in the best time to live now, because we have information, we have all this connection. It's amazing how fast you can get through people and put people together.
Yeah.
Right? This is really, really good.
Yeah.
And I think we need to more or less adapt, you know, to this kind of scenario. Because, for example, the musicians before, they thought, I'm a musician, I know I have talent, I know I can go further, and I will wait for an agent to call me, because one day he will call me and I will become successful, or, you know, I can pay my bills and live from my art. But and this happened back then, but wasn't that great either, because the record industry... you know, all the labels were exploring the artists.
Yes,
And today, like, some of the artists still have the idea that someone someday will see their art, will call them, and, you know, and we can't wait for this anymore. We need to get together, we need to gather information and adapt a way to make our art go out, you know, and be more independent. You know, we need to be more independent. We can't depend of.
Yeah, but
know.
It's like supply and demand. You see, it's a funny thing, because if there's no demand, there's no supply, and if you're in an environment that hasn't got a great demand for what you're selling or what you're offering, your goose is cooked more or less, because there's no, you know, you have to mold yourself and adapt. Exactly. And try and fit into what is wanted and what is required at that particular time. If you go to Google Images and look at Trump art, and he has been one of the greatest inspirations for American artists. They're just making art about him all the time now. Like, he's got all the quiet artists that normally just poodle along. He's got loads of people making artworks as a statement about him, you know, which is that's another thing. Yeah. But listen,
I think the impact with arts, it's amazing, the environment. Well, and, you know, what you can do with the arts and the impact in the community.
Well, it's so needed. It's so needed because if you're not involved in the arts directly, you still, it's part of your recreation. So when you come away from your whatever you're doing, you can either listen to some music, you can go to theatre, you can go to an exhibition, you can go to a ballet, you can go to the opera, or you can something that will give you a stimulation that helps you get through the other parts. And they're the arts. Yeah. And that's what the arts do.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense not to invest. It really doesn't make sense not to invest. But listen now, my time is rushing along here really fast. So would you have any chance of another another song for
us? I have another song. And I would do on the piano and call Keep On Moving. It's the video clip on the website.
Yeah.
So if people want to check it out as well. And this song, it's about, you know, it's about this. It's about struggling as an artist, and you need to keep on moving. You know, you need to keep going and never give up.
Yeah.
If you're an artist now and you're listening, you know, to us here, I can tell you don't give up. Even if you struggle, like you know, start to put on paper your ideas for in the future. If you can't do right now, in the near future, you will do it, you know?
That's good advice, yeah.
You know, put the ideas you have on the paper, visualize your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, this was what I did when I was busking and I couldn't do anything else. I didn't have instruments, nothing.
Yeah.
So I put the ideas on the paper and I visualized those ideas. And
I set the path down. Here we are.
And that happened.
Yeah, great.
That happened.
So what are you going to play for us now?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Keep on moving then.
Keep on moving, great.
If you find flowers on your way, hold them to your hands. Think how long it took them to rise through the sunlight, sunset, and cold nights, and they will keep on moving on your side. Keep on moving on your side. Keep on moving on your side. Keep on moving. And if you find flowers on your way, hold them to your heart, thinking slow down the time, then you can see the colors and butterflies, and they will keep on moving on your side. Keep on moving on your side. Keep on moving on your side. Keep on moving. And if you find flowers on your way, hidden in a secret place, all the dreams Thank you, Flynn, for having me here.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much for today.
Thanks a million.
You all the best in the future.
Thanks a million. Thanks.
We might have you back again if you have the time.
Right, of course, yeah. I'm always here.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
That was Bianca Fascio. You can catch her on www.biancafascio.com.
.com. Yeah, that's
please
great.
Do that. And yeah. Like her on Facebook.
Facebook as well, yeah.
That was brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Okay, this program was brought by the RSG, County Roscommon Disability Support Group.